from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. It would be the largest single lottery prize ever claimed in New Jersey, if it is claimed. One winning ticket was sold for the $1.13 billion Mega Millions jackpot on March 26th. It was sold at the ShopRite liquor store on Route 66 in Neptune. The winner has not come forward. Now, time is running out. The New Jersey Lottery says they have no way of knowing who bought the ticket unless the winner does come forward. The ticket expires a year after the drawing. Winners can remain anonymous in New Jersey, but they have to present the winning ticket in person to lottery officials to get the money. A South Jersey hospital network is being sued by the state for secretly drug testing pregnant patients when they arrived to give birth.
Virtua Health and its hospitals in Voorhees, Mount Holly, and Camden are the focus of a discrimination lawsuit. The state attorney general's office says in at least two cases, Virtua's universal urine drug testing meant mothers of newborns were reported to state child protective services, even if results were a false positive from eating poppy seeds. When asked for comment, a Virtua spokesperson says they're steadfast in continuing to create safe, exceptional maternity experiences for thousands of South Jersey families each year. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Young kids are getting their hands on opioids in the home, not knowing what they've got, and it leads to some extremely dangerous situations. The New Jersey Poison Control Center is pointing to 230 of these cases just among kids ages 6 and under.
Diane Colello, medical director of the Poison Control Center, says an overwhelming majority of child opioid exposures occur in the child's home.
We know that the cornerstone of prevention is making sure that medications are in a child-resistant container and that they are stored up and away and out of sight.
But their research finds exposure also occurs when someone else is visiting the home, like a grandparent. Even pet medication can get in the wrong hands.
In kids 6 and under, they ingest medication generally under what we call an exploratory behavior.
Colello says one pill could cause a young child to stop breathing. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
We're still seeing foggy and drizzly conditions this morning across New Jersey. Then as we go into this afternoon, more like scattered rain coming into play from southern into central New Jersey. It's going to stay overcast and muggy today. Not a pretty day. High temperatures, lower 70s. Thermometers go nowhere. Pockets of rain tonight with fog. Lows in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy and cool with spotty showers, especially for the southern half of the state. Highs around 70. More of the same, a few showers on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by Ray Catena Auto Group. The Lexus Fall Collection Sales Event is here at Ray Catena. Your chance to take advantage of financing starting as low as 0.99% up to 72 months on select L-certified pre-owned models. Visit Ray Catena Lexus of Monmouth and Ray Catena Lexus of Freehold.
Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.